Hello and welcome to the Houston Vineyard Podcast. We sincerely hope that this message is a blessing to you. Enjoy.
When I was in high school, there was a magician who came and visited, and I was in the front row, and he picked on me and said I looked like Harry Potter. So I'm having some. I am the dark hair, glasses, and I'm British. But everybody was British. This was in England, so okay, never mind. Hi guys, I'm continuing our Summer of Wonder series in the Book of Acts. It is wonderful to see all of you. My family, we just got back from a vacation in California. We're a couple of weeks visiting family, and I want to share a moment of wonder from that particular trip. So hopefully we have a photo. That's my daughter, Ziva. She is 3. And there were a lot of moments of wonder. This was our first vacation in a very long time. This one is the wonder of flight. And you know, try and top that with your moment of wonder, Jessica. Flight. Human beings soaring through the air. And this was my daughter's first time flying since she was just over a year old, so before the pandemic. And she was only 1, so she couldn't remember that at all. And she's now just old enough to figure out the miracle of what's happening. And, you know, take off, everything's just incredible. But the reason I chose this one is because this is the wonder that allowed all the other wonders that happened on that trip, like seeing and hugging family that she hasn't seen for 18 months, going to the beach, seeing mountains, seeing animals she'd never met before. All of those like little wonders were enabled by being able to get in a tube of metal and soar through the air at I don't know how many miles per hour. So I'm very grateful for that wonder. And to try and segue into what I'm going to say, today we're going to look at a way that God opened up some brand new horizons for the church in Acts. So that's quite exciting. So let's pray. God, you are our Father. By the saving work of your Son, Jesus, you have made us into one family, and we are only here today because of what you have done. As we read and think and talk about the scripture, by your Holy Spirit who's moving among us, would you give us the imagination to see how we fit into the story, the perspective to see how this story fits into your mission to save and redeem your creation, and the courage to let this story change our lives so that we can be better servants of your kingdom. Amen. Last week, Sandy shared the story of a miracle at the gate of the temple. And after that, Peter gave a great speech pointing to Jesus as the source of this wonder. Today we're continuing in Acts, but we're picking it up a little bit later. And the little bit that happened in between is quite important, so I wanted to give you a quick idea. So Peter preached, and the religious leaders in the temple objected to Peter's words. Specifically, you know, he's preaching the name of Jesus. So they arrested him and John, who was with him. And there's a bit of back and forth. They end up being released after being threatened to stop proclaiming Jesus' name. And so that's right up to where we're going to take it off. But before we get there, understanding the importance of the temple and the role it plays is really going to help us understand sort of the context of what happens. So I want to give you a bit of background. It will take a brief detour to do that. The temple, as we'll see, is a place that the early believers were deeply invested in. Going back into the Old Testament, after Egypt and Sinai, the temple was the successor of the tent of meeting that the Israelites carried with them through the desert that housed God's presence. David's son, Solomon, so King David, his son Solomon, built the first temple in Jerusalem. And when God's glory fell on the temple, the priests who were ministering couldn't stand. The destruction of the temple and its eventual rebuilding were defining aspects of the Israelites' exile in Babylon. So who wrote the book of Acts? Okay, good. So Luke wrote the book of Acts. Luke also wrote another book, which we call Luke in a book. And the Gospel of Luke builds up, like the whole thing is building towards Jesus coming to Jerusalem and specifically coming to the temple. And when he gets there, he clears out all the people who are messing it up. And right after that, he spends day after day after day teaching and doing wonders in the temple. So, again, the new believers, have a deep investment in the temple because of its history, because of Jesus. And if earlier in the book of Acts, if you look, it says the believers, right at this time, they're meeting in the church every single day. This place, the temple, is the center of Israel's hope. And I believe, I imagine, that the early church longed to see it transformed into a powerful center of God's kingdom. So as we turn to our passage, one thing I want you to do is hold in your mind a place or maybe an organization that you are deeply invested in your life. So obviously there's no temple anymore, so whatever you pick, it's not going to fit perfectly into the passage. It might take a bit of imagination and stretching. But is there a particular place where you want to see Jesus' teachings just take a hold of, Jesus' kingdom advancing? It could be your workplace. It could be a level of government, right? We've got city, state, federal, pick one. It could be your school. It could be the school that your kids are going to. If you want to be really controversial, it could be this church. It might be a place where you've experienced some opposition to the way of Jesus, or it could just be a place that you deeply love, where you want to see God's kingdom advance in or through this place. So take a minute, just try and pick, and if you've got like so many, maybe narrow down to one, and you can watch the sermon later and pick a different one and see if that changes your experience. So give me a thumbs up if you've got a place. You're like, I know where I'm thinking, but this is my place I'm going to carry through the sermon and do some imagination with. I saw some thumbs. I'm a teacher, y'all. I'm waiting for 100%. Thank you. Perfect. That's enough. The rest of you, I'll talk to you later.